It's coming right for us. Right for us.
Hampton. Alshon.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take
OB. It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay. Goss.
Hey! What's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bear.
An OB show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by your local Chevy dealer, ChevyDriveChicago.com. I am Mark Carman, the Hall of Famer, Dan Hampton, Ed Obradovich, Glenn Kozlowski, and the Bears lose to the Lions 20-17. On some level, I was super happy with how they competed today, guys, and you saw a lot from the quarterback. I think people are happy with Matt Barkley, but you got to catch the football, Josh Bellamy. I don't think there's any Bear fan out there, Dan Hampton, that wouldn't mind if Josh Bellamy was no longer on the football team.
Well, first of all, and you hit it right on the nail on the head. You know, it was a fantastic effort by the entire team.
Really was.
Where we had an excellent chance to steal a win and throw the entire division up for grabs. But, you know, all year long, we beat the coaching staff up. John Fox and his group, well, guess what? Not today. Most of the time, we've had big issues with poor planning and horrible execution. Today, game plans were terrific, both offensively and defense. Offense, we pounded Jordan Howard. He looked great. The offensive line was terrific. Up until the last drive, where two holding calls crippled our chance to kick a game-tying field goal. And on the defense, Vic Fangio does it again. Matt Barkley, you brought his name up. He's made himself some money, Kaz. He outplayed Matt Stafford in all facets today. But most important, it was just criminal. The heartbreaking drops that he's had to endure the last 3 weeks as a starter. And first and foremost among them is Jingle Bellamy. This clown, I don't know how I could throw the ball at him ever again in a game, because you know something bad will happen. And it was a dagger of a
– Let's talk about what you're both upset about. Yeah, it was a fourth down and 11 with 30 seconds to go. And he runs a nice route, tightly covered, but he leaves his feet. What he continues to do on a regular basis, he keeps jumping up, leaving his feet. And, of course, it hits him in his right bicep, which is the catch that sets it up for a field goal. But it also gives you a chance to throw it in the end zone. So that's what you're talking about. That's a frustration.
The dagger
flat out
of
dropped
a drop.
It on fourth down and 11. And he had the first down if he just catches the damn ball.
And if you rewind it back to, the Bears were called for two holding penalties on the final drive, and they overcame all of it and had the perfect throw to Bellamy that would have given him a first down, at least a field goal, and had a chance to win the game. And he had another drop on the sideline earlier that he should have had, and he had the drop in the Tennessee game that he would have won the football game that an eighth grader would catch. So it's been a rough go for Josh Bellamy. Really rough.
He shouldn't be playing in the National Football League. It's not a knock on the kid, but he shouldn't be on the roster.
Because Kevin White can't find a way to keep from breaking a bone, and Alshon Jeffrey can't stay out of the PED department of your local pharmaceutical establishment, and Eddie Royal's got a sore toe. He can't play. So, unfortunately, this is the best we've got. This is the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, bottom of the barrel receivers that we've had to play with. And all that being said, Barkley, unfazed by it all, stood in there like Johnny Unitas on the last drive, throwing great throw after great throw after great throw. The touchdown throw that he made at the beginning of the
yes.
fourth quarter is as good as any you'll ever see.
Right. That was a beautiful throw to Cameron Meredith. Hi, OB. Are you – go ahead, my man. You've been waiting in the wings over there. By the way,
Hampton. Well, we wanted to give him his chance. We got ours out.
Yeah,
so go ahead, Ed.
Gentlemen, thank you very much, and I disagree with both you guys. The coaching plan today, to me –
I agree with you. Don't disagree with me.
It was,
I think they were horrible other than the defensive.
There is nobody on this planet is going to make me think that this is a coaching staff that has the knowledge to bring these kids up to a championship level. Now, why does it have to come down to the fourth quarter where everything is a struggle? Folks, with approximately a minute and 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're second and 10 on Detroit's 15-yard line. There's an offside. It's second and 15 on their 20. Then nothing happened. Then it's third and 15 on their 20. Notice, folks, not one time did we try to go into the end zone and score a touchdown. For God's sakes, we won three games. What are you thinking about when you're down in the red zone on a 15-yard line and you don't try to put seven on a board? That's not coaching to me. That's stupidity. I don't give a damn what anybody says.
And you know what? There's a lot of merit in what you say, OB. But what I just said, we're not throwing to Alshon. We're not throwing to NFL caliber receivers.
And it's a harsh statement to make.
I got it.
I mentioned before, it's a bad statement. Folks, some of these people have no right being in this league. And that's enough said about that. But I can't get this out of my mind. We're in the fourth quarter. We were down there, Glenn and Dan, in the first quarter with a minute and 30 seconds to go in the first quarter, and we don't try one time on the 15-yard line, on the 10-yard line, to score a touchdown, and you're telling me that's professional coaching, that's NFL coaching, that's Super Bowl coaching?
Nope.
I know exactly what it is. It's sheer stupidity.
That's why, to point out, Detroit, even though Matthew Stafford threw a pick in the fourth quarter in the end zone, he was throwing it into the end zone, and ultimately, say whatever you want, but they ended up winning the game because they stayed aggressive and they kept taking shots.
The whole damn point was this, is that right in the beginning of the game, we had a chance. We haven't won, three games we've won? And you're fighting and you're slugging it out? And you mean to tell me Loggins, our offensive coordinator, Fox, our general manager, come down, there's four games left. My God, when we get into the red zone, we're scoring. Let's go after it. Let's try to make a statement. What are you trying to win the game, 16-17?
Well, then
qualify for the toilet bowl in Flushing, New York?
Here's something I'll point out, too. I just almost dropped my water and still caught it. And I'm so old I can't see anymore, and I still was able to catch the water bottle falling off the table. Hint, hint to said B NFL wide receivers on this roster.
Yeah, but you.
But and it's easy to say, hey, throw it in the. I got it. But I'm just saying there has to be
a reason, right?
Well, there if you don't have the weapons, everybody kind of accepts and settles for the field goal, especially early in the game. And you're exactly right. But down the stretch, we had every opportunity to not only maybe score and win the game, but it was the breakdown. Charles Leno Jr. has played pretty well all year. That's the first time anybody's mentioned his name in a month.
It's true.
And Ted Larson, he had a tough job with Haloti Ngata today. But all in all, the offensive line played great. The holes. You told me three different times during the course of the game, OB.
Could have drove a truck through them.
Where are they? I've never seen anything like this. It was the offensive line. You cannot. But the two critical holding calls late in the game, it comes down to lack of discipline
and football and awareness. Because
you cannot take a hold of goal there.
Dan and Glenn, I totally understand that. I totally get it. But with four games to go, and we know who we are, and still, to me, you're playing scared to death football. I don't understand it, and I never will understand it, and there's not a person on this planet that can explain it to me.
Hampton OB is sponsored with Kaz, is sponsored by Martin Chevy, sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. Remember, too, to learn how real Chicagoans live, the day-to-day struggles and successes with health, fitness, and food. Watch Living Healthy Chicago. That's Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on WGN-TV. We'll recap exactly what happened a little bit coming back here. I mean, the Bears had the lead, 17-13, with 7 minutes to go off of Cravon LeBlanc. Beautiful 24-yard interception, pick six. And the Lions went down and scored. The Bears had an opportunity to take it home. It just did not happen. But there is a lot of positive from today.
There is. And you know, we're going to get into this. Please give us a shout if you've got some different thoughts. But the bottom line is we outplayed the Detroit Lions.
They
the
did.
Leaders in our division, why aren't we 8-4 or 9-4
now? 9-4 now, right?
Yeah. I mean, we beat Detroit before. We outplayed them today. And again, it goes back, and I said, all year long, we've beat the hell out of the coaches. Well, for once, we performed very well, but it was the lack of execution down the stretch in so many little areas that cost us another win.
312-981-7200 if you want to jump on. We're on CLTV until 4 o'clock, with you till 5:30 on 720 WGN.